Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of food,
from Chicago, it's Don McNeil's Breakfast Club.
That's right. And Don is on vacation, but I'm your host, Bob Surratt. And
how much vacation time does Don get, by the way?
Well, he's worked for the network for many years. You know, he's accrued a lot of time. We are going to be served breakfast by Rainbow Cone a little later this morning. That's right, Rainbow Cone. I'm not quite sure how they're going to deliver that. I guess in dry ice? I don't know. But Rainbow Cone, the famous Southside establishment, recently expanding into all sorts of other areas north, and they partner with Bona Beef in a lot of their locations, and they have a new spot in Orland Park. Is that open yet, or is that going to be open, Haley? Do we know?
That's going to open early 2023, they say.
All right. Well, we'll be glad to give them a review this morning. Rainbow Cone for breakfast. Okay.
You're just speaking my language.
You know, Vicky's normally she feels she misses out because she's in a traffic bunker in an undisclosed location. She's not with us. But I think from time to time, Vicky, you're probably glad you're not here, right?
Yes, I would probably be gaining about 10 pounds a month if I was by.
If I have to eat yours, I will.
Go ahead. Be my guest.
Yeah, we're still digesting the various tarts and pies from the JR Dessert Bakery yesterday. You know, part of me thinks, yeah, this is perfect for the holiday season with the Breakfast Club. And then another part of me thinks we should probably cancel the Breakfast Club until after the holidays.
I was going to say, you're like doubling up.
Yeah, I know.
Chicago's waking up with Bob Surratt.
From Chicago, it's Don McNeil's Breakfast Club.
Good morning. Don McNeil is on vacation. I'm filling in, and we welcome the famous Southside Rainbow Cone to our Breakfast Club today. They sent over the famous Rainbow Cones and some peppermint ice cream, which they have for a limited time. It's their little holiday treat. And, of course, if you don't know about the original Rainbow Cone, the 96-year-old treat is a cone with five flavors: chocolate, strawberry, Palmer House, which is vanilla and cherry with walnuts, also pistachio ice cream. It's all sliced into segments, topped off with orange sherbet, and a very ingenious cone because they have a plastic collar around the cone so it catches the drips. I wish I had invented that.
Million-dollar idea.
Could have made a fortune. So we have those in our freezer right now. And we should mention that they are going to be opening up another place. Seems like they open a place like every 20 minutes now. You used to have to go to the South Side, but now they're everywhere. And the newest one is going to be in Orland Park, and they're going to open up by early 2023, 15-15711 Harlem Avenue, former site of a Baker Square there. And they're in Lombard now, Navy Pier, Darien, Lakemoor, Skokie, and they've paired in many of those places, if not all, with Bona Beef. Get your one-stop fix there of a good meal and dessert.
Now, I have to give the big thumbs up on the peppermint.
It was good.
They really call it the candy cane ice cream. Yeah, I sampled that too. Limited time, available in a cup, cone, or shake. And in addition to the cones and cups, they have quarts and cakes and rolls, rainbow cone. And again, if your place of business would like to participate in the Breakfast Club, just get in touch with us. We're happy to have you here. That'll do it for us. Thanks again to the original Rainbow Cone for participating in our Breakfast Club. They are staying open for the first time all winter long at the original location, 9233 Southwestern Avenue. John's coming on right after news. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a nice one. Excelsior!